Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
Darren Farrell, I imagine plenty of our listeners are old enough to remember a famous Irish game against Malta in Valletta in 1989, the one where we qualified to take part in the World Cup.
Not a classic.
But I heard on commentary last night that only two of the Irish players who lined out last night were actually born when that game took place, so that'll put the rest of us
I'm
in our
feeling
place.
Very old this morning, Gavin. Thank you for that. I had double woodwork when that game was on. We got to watch it. Got us there, didn't it? Speaking of the World Cup, it got underway last night. And while all that was going on in the background, we were away to Malta again, Gavin. 1-0 win. Very poor game, to be honest with you. Crucially, though, Callum Robinson got the only goal of that match. Capitalised on an error by the defender. Terrible back pass. Fairness, he scored it, took it well. Next up for us, and this is why I'm worried a small bit, is our next game is in March and it's against France. Will be a little bit of a step up, won't it, from last night's opponents. But look, it's a bit away yet. Let's hear from the Irish manager, Stephen Kenny. Admitted, not a classic, but he says we shouldn't underestimate the importance of the win.
Tonight was, listen, the expectation is you should be beating Malta, whether you play them home or away, but every game away from home in international football is not easy. And Malta have won 5 of the last 8 at home, so they've done all right. You know, it wasn't a classic, the game, we know that, and we know there's room for improvement in that. We'd have liked Callum O'Dowd's goal to go in. You know, it was a brilliant run from him. You know, he would have deserved, I feel, for his performances over the 2 games. But I think for us, in the last couple of games, obviously losing 2-1 against Norway and 2-1 against Scotland, it was important to keep a clean sheet. And important to keep a clean sheet, so that we were pleased we did that.
Yeah, that is a positive. Can't get away from that. In the World Cup itself, Ecuador beat the host Qatar 2-0 in that opening game of the World Cup. I'm afraid Qatar weren't at the races,
Darren,
whatsoever.
If you're in a house where you're trying to wrestle control of the remote control for the next 4 weeks on the basis of football, last night wouldn't have helped your case. Those 2 games in a row were a tough watch.
Yeah, they were tough. They were tough. Now, the good news is everyone should be at school of that age, and we'll get the televisions to ourselves today, Gavin.
1 o'clock, 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
3 matches today live at RTE Sport. England and Iran, that's at 1. It's Senegal against Netherlands at 4 o'clock, and then it's the USA facing Wales in the evening match at 7 o'clock. The Irish back row, Josh van der Fleer, has been named World Rugby's Men's Player of the Year. He becomes only the 3rd Irishman to win this award after Keith Wood and Johnny Sexton. And another Irish player, Terry Kennedy, was named the Men's Sevens Player of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, we're a relatively new programme, 2015. But yeah, the growth has been incredible over the years, starting at the bottom in Division C in Europe and getting up to Tokyo qualification last year and then 3rd place in the World Cup in Cape Town in September. So I think it's incredible what we've done in the last few years and hopefully it can continue over the next few years.
Yeah, it really was a busy night for Irish athletes. What about Leona Maguire just missing out on claiming the richest prize in women's golf last night? She finished runner-up to Lydia Ko at the LPGA Tour Championship in Florida. Just 2 shots between them in the end. And the first prize there for Lydia Ko was $2 million. Now, Leona didn't do too badly either. She had a massive payday. Just over $500,000 last night for finishing in runner-up place there. Seamus Power was joined 5th at the RSM Classic in Georgia. He remains top of the FedEx Cup rankings at this early stage. Rory McIlroy finishes the year as the European number 1, 4th place at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. In Gaelic Games in the AIB Championships yesterday in Munster, in the senior hurling, wins there for Ballyea and a hard-fought victory for Ballygunner against Napiercik, 220-215 there. In Ulster, in the Senior Hurling Championship semi-final, Slochneil 224, Portaferry 11 points. 1 county final outstanding yesterday. St Thomas's and Loughrea finished in a draw. And in Gaelic football, in the Connacht football semi-final, Moycullen beat Strokestown after extra time. Mark Allen pulled off a sensational victory at the UK Championship against Ding Junhui. He came from 6-1 down to win a 10-7 and wins prize money of €287,000. The first Northern Irishman to win it since Alex Higgins in 1983.
We've got a never say die attitude, plenty of bottle when it's needed, and follow in Alex's footsteps in any regard when it comes to snookers and doing something right.
Sarah Healy claimed the honours at the Senior Cross Country Championships in Donegal. Darren McElhinney won the men's event. State Man took the honours at the Morgiana Hurdle at Punchestown. And finally, Max Verstappen won the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. It's been a busy Monday morning in the world of sport.